KX 93.5. And you get lucky every once in a while, and we feel fortunate this morning. We had them in studio a while back, but they're out with a brand new album called The Moment. I'm talking about the band Home is West. We've got Robert and Jim and Corey in studio here, and you're about to hear stuff off of this album. We're going to talk to them a little bit, but first, let's jump right into it. This song is called The Moment, and Home is West, KX 93.5.
Getting darker and I'll wait for the sunlight. Share a little warmth. It's getting cold here and share a little warmth. It's getting cold here and I'll wait for the sunrise. Having a moment, but I'll wait. The look on your face drop me right down to my knees. My heavy heart slowly suffocating. How did we get into this? And how do we get out of this? We'll be alright. We will be alright. Show me the path. It's time to walk now, and I'll walk with the shadows. Shed a little light. It's getting dark here, and I'll wait for the sunlight. I'm having a moment, but I'll wait. The look on your face drop me right down to my knees. My heavy heart slowly suffocating. How did we get into this? And how do we get out of this? We'll be all right. We will be all right. Capturing your life. I read the chapters, but the story doesn't end. How do I make this the greatest story ever told? The look on your face drop me right down to my knees. My heavy heart slowly suffocating. How do we get into this? And how do we get out of this? We'll be all right. We will be all right.
Live in our Pearl Street studios, his home is West. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty. You know what? You know when they walk in, you know you've got some professionals on your hands, man. So this was some good stuff here. Congratulations and thank you for coming in this morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Doing
good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
So no, thank you for being here. So I've got Robert and Jim and Corey over on drums. The troublemaker has got to be the drummer.
Totally.
Actually,
100%.
It's Jim.
It's.
Hey.
I'm going to move this a little closer to you.
Gotcha. All
right, because we really must hear Jim and everything he has to say.
Okay, here I am.
Yeah, good song, man. So the brand new album, The Moment, and we have a release party for this tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Here locally in San Clemente. Right? Knuckleheads, am I crazy, or is Knuckleheads the spot?
Knuckleheads is the spot.
You are crazy, but it is the spot. Both true and true.
Well, that was a great song. Tell me about the song.
Not really. This song came together really quickly for me.
Okay.
I wrote it probably in a couple hours. I recorded it on iTunes. I sent them the tracks, and here we go. We have a song.
And then Corey and I fixed it.
Yeah, it was a complete mess. It was a complete mess when I wrote it.
Robert was really kind about that. That's not entirely true.
So this band, in one form or another, goes back to 1994. Yes?
With the original bassist.
Okay.
Yeah,
a guy named Andrew was your original bassist.
Correct.
You guys met at a very young age, like you were two at the time, I think, right? two or 3 years old?
See, when we toured with a couple of bands, they were heavy metal bands at the time.
When you were four, yeah.
We went up and down the East Coast a few times with that band, and, you know, fast forward a number of years, we wound up in California, and it was one of those situations, let's get the band back together.
Right.
And there was Home Is West that was born in... Was it 2013?
Right. And when did Jim come along here? When did you meet this troublemaker?
He just kept on showing up at our practices.
I just begged. Just kept begging. Yeah.
No. That's how I got this job, I swear.
This is amazing.
We couldn't chase him away. We called the cops at him a couple of times. And eventually it was a situation where Andrew, the former bassist, he moved out east to get another job out there. And then Jim came along and... funny story behind that, I met him at a Starbucks and kind of did an interview.
I got grilled. I'm like, when the hell are we going to play music? I mean, you know, like 20 minutes into this, I'm like, well, are we going to play?
Like an FBI background check or something, man.
Yes.
Yeah, the interview, it didn't work because he is a troublemaker.
Right.
Well, I am.
And he was all hepped up on that Starbucks caffeine too, man, so I can't imagine it went great.
Well... They did call me.
So we got Corey on the drums.
Yeah,
Corey, you're sitting here like you're analyzing these two like they're psychologists or something, man.
Totally.
Is that what a session is like?
I never know where they're going.
He just takes it all in. Yeah.
So you guys signed with Mint 400 Records.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about how that has helped the relationship. How great is that?
It is great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've been performing since 2013, and here comes along Mint 400 Records. They contacted us. They said they were interested. They heard the song Waiting.
Right.
That got some attention, and we signed a deal.
Yeah.
So wow. We're super excited.
So we're gonna get a chance to hear Waiting here in a couple of minutes. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel really fortunate about that. If that's a song that caught somebody's ear, man, I'm all over that. So you've toured back east. You hit the East Coast for a while. What's the difference in the crowd? Is there a different? Do you get different buzzes from the crowds, east and west? Is there a coastal thing?
Well, it was a different. It's also a different time. We're talking about mid-90s, where everybody was going to shows.
Right.
And here we are in Orange County. There's not, you know, much of a music scene. I mean, there is one.
Right.
But it wasn't like it was back in the day.
Right. Right. All three of you from San Clemente?
I'm San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Further south.
Further south.
Ooh. Right.
Further south, very coastal.
Okay, and as you came on board, learning the songs that they already had, that they'd already written, how do you have to fall in love with the music before you learn it, or does that happen as you go along?
That's a great question. So when I auditioned, I had to know their prior album, and I really had great respect for their prior bass player. I thought he did some really cool stuff. He used a fretless bass, so it was a little bit different sound.
Right.
So what I did is I tried to mirror and track that as much as I could, but I also tried to add my own expression, which they know I always do, and so I do. So it was music that I wanted to listen to. I thought, you know what, I could work out to this music, which meant I liked it.
Right. And and how long did it take for you to realize this chemistry does work?
Immediately. Yeah, the first practice, we knew he was the guy.
Right.
Yeah. And you guys auditioned for 2.5 months. So I sent an email and said I was interested because I was playing in an alt country band in San Diego. Right. And they said initially, we have so many people auditioning that, you know, probably not. So I thought, nah, it's never going to happen. So then he emailed me like, what, 2.5 months later going, hey, you still interested? I'm like, oh my God, they burned through 2.5 months of those players. How is this going to go? And then I got grilled at Starbucks. I'm just like, wow. But then when we started to play, I think we immediately were on track.
Right.
I thought it tracked really well.
And personalities do play a big role.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed when you guys walked in the building, there's a chemistry even outside of the music itself. There's a really cool chemistry with you guys. And you don't find that often and not like this and certainly not as quickly as that. So,
no.
Yeah, kudos there, man. Yeah. Tell me about the song Waiting.
Waiting was a single that we released how many years ago now?
Is it a year?
No,
more than a year, two?
Maybe a little long, yeah, over a year.
Yeah, maybe two, yeah.
And that was recorded in Sunset Sound Studios in Los Angeles with a producer, engineer, Jeff Neal, who's amazing, by the way. And I think he's local. I mean, he lives in L.A., but he's from Laguna Beach originally.
Right, right. He's at Santa Monica Studios. Am I crazy, or is that Santa Monica Studios? No?
No. Okay. Sunset.
Sunset. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sunset, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the single we put out there. We were very proud of that single. And, again, that's what got us the attention.
What's it feel like to be in that Sunset studio, man? Everybody said that's Led Zeppelin, that's Jimi Hendrix. What's the vibe in there?
It was ridiculous.
Iconic. Okay. Iconic.
You can't even explain it. It's just, you know, seeing the mixing board where the Led Zeppelin album was recorded. It's amazing.
Yeah, I can only imagine, man. I'm such a nerd that way, man. This is like seven faces removed.
Right? Yeah, and Prince recorded there. Yes. Such a number of great artists.
But I think our sound translates really well. So we've played at the Whiskey a couple times. We get really good feedback when we've played there. Right. We also played at Doll Hut. And even though we're not a punk sound, we've had people really enjoy the sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are, I'm enjoying you. Can we hear Waiting?
Absolutely.
All right. If you're just joining us, we're live in our Pearl Street studios. The band is Home is West. The album coming out is The Moment, and there's a release party tomorrow over at Knuckleheads in San Clemente. Let's hear another song. Once again, this is Home is West and Waiting, KX93.5.
Waiting for the shooting star. Racing, racing by. The silent night is dark, but it's never been so clear. Can you hear me screaming? Can you feel me breathing? Or am I too far gone? Can you see the fire burning? The fireflies glowing? Or am I too far gone? Listen to the sound. The wind through the grass, like the blades on the fan. Listen, listen to the sound. Screaming, can you feel me breathing? Or am I too far gone? Can you see the fire burning? The fireflies glowing. Or am I too far gone? No mirror needed for reflection. This silent night is all I need. I can't get hurt from here. I can't get hurt from here. Alone tonight.
KX93.5 live in our Pearl Street studios. The band is Home is West. That song was called Waiting. And let me again just say, what a great song.
Thank you.
Beautifully written, wonderfully, wonderfully performed here in studio.
Thank you.
And as much room as we give you, man. I was like, you know what? Yeah, they're tight, but they're real tight here.
I appreciate the kind words.
Thank you.
So tomorrow night at the release party, what are we expecting? What can the crowds expect tomorrow night?
Get there early, huge crowds. Limousines, private jets.
There's a red carpet.
Yeah, there's a helicopter pad.
People from Talega flying into San Clemente.
We're trying to cope.
No, it's gonna be a fun, more of a party than a music session.
Right.
So.
Right now, this question's for each of you. So I'm gonna have Corey pull the mic a little closer to you. So, musical influences. Robert first. Musical influences.
So many. There right. really is. I mean, it's for especially being a 90s, like growing up in the 90s with the grunge era, right. I can go from anything from Alice in Chains, which sounds weird, to Smashing Pumpkins, to even like today's, I love the Strokes.
Right.
I love the National. There's so many bands. And then all my metal influence, my guitar teacher from back in the day, he was the lead guitarist for a death metal band called Obituary.
Okay.
And then he also played for Testament for a while.
All right.
So I have a lot of metal influence there, but this is...
This is
definitely not.
I think it helps the edge here. I really do. I think that you can tell that it helps the edge no matter what. So Corey, what were your parents listening to in the car when you were a kid, man?
Tons of Beatles.
Tons of Beatles.
Nice.
But of course, 90s kid, you know, right. Soundgarden, Rush, but everything I do influences, you know, music I'm making and
Just
never ends.
Now, Jim, I don't want to. I hear a lot of Stanley Clark in that bass, man. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
Okay, there's some jazz influence with you too. A little jazz and.
Well, I was a jazz guitarist.
There it is.
And everyone gets it. So at times I'll be performing, and a jazz musician will go, "I'm hearing sixths and ninths. I'm hearing flat fifths, and you're doing arpeggios. What the hell are you doing on a bass?" I'm like, I like bass.
Right.
Because, you know, with bass, I can go mid to low tone. I can keep percussive elements. I can have a lot of fun, but I never tread on vocals.
Right.
So for me, it's a ton of fun.
Other bassists do stalk him. Like after a show, I'm not going to mention the band, but remember that guy who was just taking pictures of you, stalking you on social media, like what's your phone number? He was totally in love with Jim.
No, other musicians kind of get it, and they're like, what the hell? You know, so I was playing out in Borrego and had a jazz bass player from Canada who had played professionally and toured with a pretty big band. He's like, dude, he gave me money. Like, he literally at the bar gave me some cash. I'm like, is this okay? thank you.
Keep it under your hat. Well, better yet, I'll keep it under mine.
Don't tell anyone I'm a jazz musician. That's not that cool. But no, it is kind of cool. But that's my influence. And then in terms of music I like to listen to, I'm a late and early 80s sort of rolling rock kind of stuff. And I also love any kind of reggae influence, too, even going into the 90s, so English Beats, Sublime, all that kind of stuff. Anything that kind of drives with a bass and does something with it.
Really vibey stuff.
I like vibey.
Coolly vibey stuff.
Coolly vibey stuff, yeah.
What was your first instrument, Robert?
Actually, piano.
Okay.
But
the lessons as a kid? Is that what you did?
The lessons as a kid. Right. I never stuck with it. And then it was stealing my father's guitar from under his bed when he went to work. And I would scratch the back of his acoustic guitar, so he knew every time. But he didn't mind because he was glad I was learning how to play guitar on my own.
Right. Well, was he a good guitarist on his own, right?
He was decent. He was a decent guitarist. He was a fantastic accordion player.
Right.
So he could, polka music, whatever. I mean, he destroyed the accordion.
And vocally, I find you, and again, I don't want to embarrass you, but vocally, I find you really strong. Did you take lessons vocally?
No, never had a lesson in my life. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I need, I mean,
that was a nice message. You know,
like, thanks, Ed.
Have you thought about it?
He's like, so here at the studio, we get free lessons.
Over here down the studio.
I've got a big nodding head.
Nodding my head. No.
Hey, Corey, drums, man. How does a guy end up sitting behind some drums?
I don't know. I played clarinet in third grade. turn the instrument in and fail the next year. It's horrible bad experience, but yes.
Right.
Eventually ended up on drums.
So getting prolific at drums, is this like you're like one of those guys that drums pencils and you're everywhere, there's something to drum? Is that what happens?
I do, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm always tapping my foot.
And it's annoying, but
right.
where can I play on?
So again, if you're just joining us, we're live in our Pearl Street studios. The band is Home Is West. The new album is The Moment. We got a couple of great songs off it. And we've been all over the song Skeletons right here. So we're going to hear that as well. Tomorrow night. Now, we can do that any way you guys want. Any way you guys want. I'll have them do their little hand signals.
It's up to the drummer.
Okay.
We didn't really practice Skeletons acoustically, right. But... Yeah, we'll leave it up
what
to
the hell? Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, you know, okay.
Rock and roll, baby.
Well, right now, I want you guys to go out to the lobby, take money out of the petty cash drawer, and take it, because that's so cool. That's one of the coolest things a band can do.
Rock and roll.
So we're going to hear the song Skeletons. Actually, after, I want you to tell us first where we can find you on social media.
Facebook, Instagram, pretty much anywhere.
Anywhere social media exists.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. We're live in studio. This is a special treat because we're about to hear the live version of Skeletons acoustically. The band is Home Is West. The release party is tomorrow night at Knuckleheads in San Clemente from their new album, The Moment, Skeletons.
I closed my eyes to wash my face. It's a bitter water took me to a place long forgotten, a place never spoken. It's a place I don't want to go back to yet. I took my chances with the hand I was dealt with, and I took my chances. The path that was taken was the only one paid for me, paid for me. I had no choice. Different way. Soon I wake up in a different place. Soon I wake up in a different time. And the awakening leave the ghost behind. Leave the ghost behind.
So if you're hearing this live, my headphones fell off. Kind of screwed me up there for a second, so I apologize to the crowd out there.
I closed my eyes. It only took seconds.
I'm still without a headphone.
But the splash of water made me drown. To the bottom, where the skeletons go. It's a place I don't want to go back to yet. I took my chances with the hand I was dealt with, and I took my chances. The path that was taken was the only one paid for me, paid for me. I had no choice, I had no voice guiding me a different way. Soon I wake up in a different place. Soon I wake up in a different time. And awakening leave the ghost behind. An awakening, leave the ghost behind. Oh, leave the ghost behind. Let's go.
I got to tell you, there's something so special about doing a live performance. And when you know you're in the big leagues when you can handle the headphones falling off, man.
Did you see that, by the way?
I saw that.
It blinded me. The way they fell, it was just insane. It was like an explosion of headphones in my face, so I apologize.
You know, we made eye contact at that point. It was like...
I think it was Jim's fault.
I got to tell you, man, you didn't miss a beat. You didn't miss a say. That was outstanding. And even the little narrative in the middle there, man, where you're like explaining what's happening.
Because people will probably listen, like, what is going on over there?
Let me give you a play-by-play. Headphone down.
That was really great. I'm first of all, I'm delighted, and I could not be happier that you guys played Skeletons live for us. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Again, the band is Home is West tomorrow night. Catch their release party at Knuckleheads in San Clemente. The album is The Moment. You just heard three great songs. Anything else we want to tell the listeners before we go?
No, I had a dream last night that I was the voice of KX93. I was like, KX93. And that's a true story.
He's coming for you, Ed.
That's pretty good. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
All right, thank you
very much. Thank you. We'll look forward to it. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, we did.